Father, we do thank you for this wonderful day that you've given to us. We thank you for this great opportunity to gather again in your presence, putting our hearts and our minds together for one purpose, and that is to glorify your matchless name. We thank you, Lord, that you've brought us out from the darkness into your kingdom, into the marvelous light of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, once again for salvation, for your great love that you've shed abroad in our hearts. Bless us today as we look to your throne for all the help that we need. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of the great work of reconciliation that you're mastering in the earth today. Bless this time that we spend with you in a mighty way. Amen and amen. Good morning and welcome. It's Thursday morning and it's September the 25th already. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host. Privileged to be so, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. But today we're coming before the Lord with a heart filled with joy. I was having a time this morning before the Lord, and what I saw was his hand stretched out, and in it was an object called joy. He says, take joy. Take it. And I don't know if that was just for me, but I'm willing to share it with you. Take joy. Take it. And once you take it, you must find a place for it. And if there's something else that's dominating the heart right now, fear, doubt, misgivings, well, replace all of that with joy. I think that's a good exchange. That's a winning transaction, I would call it. Taking our fear, our anxiety, our despair, our hopelessness, and giving us joy in exchange, that's a profitable transaction, I would say. So maybe that's for you on this Thursday morning, September 25th. So take it. Well, today we're continuing to absorb the powerful truth that we can influence history through our prayers. Yes. And this is a larger perspective of prayer, just way beyond prayer just about me and mine and my circumstances. That's a whole nother level where we are praying and asking, proclaiming, declaring, and affirming. And God, for his own reasons, have designed this world in such a way that we can participate in establishing his will here. I would like to repeat that, if I may. God has designed this world in such a way that we can participate in establishing his will here on earth. For some, that would seem so huge. And some may even doubt that that's possible. But who am I? Well, that is exactly why God saved you. so that you can participate right alongside him in the transformation of the earth and the bringing in of his will. So his intention is that we have the tools, and certainly prayer is one of them. The courage and boldness to storm the gates of hell in his mighty name. The present crises on earth are powerful visual illustrations of the conflict that is occurring in the realm of the supernatural. Let's try that again. The present crises on earth are powerful visual illustrations of the conflict that is occurring in the realm of the supernatural. We are called to influence history by one, our humility, repentance, and obedience, so that the destiny of individuals, families, cultures, and nations conform to God's will. This is our time and God's strategic will. Let's take a look to see where God's word captures all that we have just shared, because this is powerful stuff, and I find it very rewarding to know, and comforting to know, that we are participating right alongside of the Lord, and what we see and observe that is happening in the earth is not simply a time of crisis and tragedy, but it's also affirming God's word and what he has already said. Let's take a quick look at the book of Revelation, chapter 5. We're going to read a few verses from there, and I'll be reading in the Amplified Version, beginning at verse 6. That's Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6. And I'd like you to, encourage you to peruse through those scriptural passages that we bring to bear on this prayer cast, so that you can discover for yourself what is there. The Holy Spirit can speak to your heart. Verse 6. And there between the throne and the four living creatures, beings, and among the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, who has been sent on duty far and wide into all the earth. He then went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin prostrated themselves before the Lamb. Each was holding a harp, lute, or guitar, and they had golden bowls full of incense, fragrant spices, and gums for burning, which are the prayers of God's people, the saints. And now they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to break the seals that are on it, for you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased men unto God from every tribe and language and people and nation." Try to, as you go over these scriptures for yourself, see the connection, rather. Don't have to make it, it's already there and done. between the prayers of God's people and the redemption of every tribe, people from every tribe, language, nation. You'll see the connection. The Holy Spirit will turn on the light for you. Verse 10, and you have made a kingdom, royal race and priests to our God, and they shall reign as kings over the earth. Then I looked and I heard the voices of many angels on every side of the throne and of the living creatures and the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin, and they numbered 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying in a loud voice, deserving is the Lamb who was sacrificed to receive all the power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and majesty, glory, splendor, and blessing. And I heard every created thing in heaven and on earth and under the earth, in Hades, the place of departed spirits, and on the sea, and all that is in it, crying out together to him who is seated on the throne, to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Then the four living creatures, beings, said, Amen, meaning so be it, and the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin prostrated themselves and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. That's breathtaking, powerful. Allow the Spirit of God to saturate your being with all of the light that comes out of the majesty and the brilliance of what we've just read. What we've just read here is almost like standing outdoors trying to look directly at the sun. It's light, but at the same time, it's overwhelming, almost blinding because of its brilliance. This is what is happening in heaven. This is the outcome. And all that is happening now in heaven and in earth is moving towards this manifest moment. As far as God is concerned, this has already happened. However, it's written for us to be encouraged and to have a perspective or background for what is happening, what we're witnessing in the earth today, right this moment. What is going on right now in the Near East, in the Middle East, and in Europe, and in North America, worldwide. It's the background to what we just, what we just read is the background to all of that. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My heart's encouraged so that there's hope. There's no despair. No matter what we see or hear in the news. And, it's tough. The news is tough. But understand, our God is great. He's almighty. So we can influence and are called to influence history. That's what we're doing here today. Our prayers are to influence history. Okay. I don't know if you have a praise report, but I do have your line open. Your line is live. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, something that God has placed on your heart for you to bring into this forum for us to touch and agree on and lift up before Him, that's the process. That's the process that God has created and put in place in order to accomplish His will in the earth. So you and I are the boots on the ground. You're hearing a lot of talk about boots on the ground, whether boots are going to be on the ground or not. Well, God has boots on the ground. He does. And you and I fill those boots.
Okay.
So somebody's getting it. Yeah, you and I fill those boots. Yeah, God has boots on the ground. That's His design. That's His will. You know? And so we are to fulfill the role that He has assigned to us to bring in His will in the earth. So when you pray, or when we pray together as we're doing, then we are ushering in the will of God. You notice in Revelation, and that's why I suggested that you would record the passage for your benefit, chapter 5, verse 6 through 15, if you will. And you'll see it says that the living creatures and the 24 elders, each were holding a musical instrument, and they had golden bowls full of incense, which are spices. But the spice is the prayers of the God's people, the saints. Read it. It's right there in the 8th verse.
Yeah.
The prayers of God's people. Yeah. So if God's people don't do what we're doing, then those bowls would be empty, the golden bowls. There'd be nothing in it. So our prayers are not, once we voice them and offer them before the Lord, they are not put in a shredder or in a trash can on a desk in heaven or something like that. No, those prayers are conserved and held because there is incense before God. The prayers of God's people, the prayers of the saints. The King James verse says, the prayers of the saints. Well, it's talking about God's people. So this is how important our prayers are. They're not just simply, you know, kind of hope against hope kind of sessions where we're hoping God will listen, hoping He would hear and answer our prayer because we need something. No, this is bigger. We are petitioning. We are proclaiming. We are affirming. We are asking. Because that is the way God set it up. His will is done based on the asking. Even His Son, Jesus Christ, was required to ask. That's how come you and I are saved, because He asked. Psalm 2 says, ask of me. This is what the Father said to the Son. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. So our asking is not about us. That's where many are. I'm going to go and I'm going to ask God because it's about me, for whatever I need. Well, yeah. Babies do that all the time. God is looking for us to grow up, where we begin to ask him about his business and his desire and his vision and what he wants, what's his will for the earth, what's his will for this family, what's his will for this nation, any nation, not just this one, but any nation. What's his will? And when we look in his word, we see what his will is, and we begin to pray that back to him. Mm. All right. Do you have a prayer request? Do you have a praise report? Well, I have a praise report. I have a couple of them. The first one is that with all the crisis news that is dominating our media, hope is large. Our hope is not shaken, because we know that God is in charge no matter what.
Amen.
No matter what, God is in charge.
Yes, he is.
It is dramatic what we're witnessing and hearing, but it should not dampen our hope in God. In fact, it should fuel our hope. So that's my first praise report, that our hope is not shaken, because we are seeing the word of God affirmed even as we listen to the reports coming from the media. You know, Jesus did say in Matthew 24, there'll be rumors. In other words, he might as well have said CNN or Fox 5 about wars. He did say that, so it's affirming. The second thing is we've prayed for Marion Wilson, who is doing very, very well. I heard from her on yesterday, and she is doing very, very well. And according to her, I think she's finally been able to really simmer down. I just follow, you know, her physician's instructions. In other words, you know, don't do too much, don't go too many places and things like that, because she's been wanting to come out to fellowship, and she just needs to rest and allow the process of recovery to continue. So, but she is doing fine, and she wants all of us to know that she misses us. So those are my two prayer, or rather praise reports. I want to move to, and you can interrupt me at any time, but you know, we are on a prayer cast, a broadcast, if you will, and you know, silence is an enemy of any broadcast. You don't have silence. So unless you're going to insert a praise report or prayer request, I will, as I usually do, continue to move forward with our agenda, because time is not waiting on us. We want to pray for a family. The name of the father is Richard and the mother is Michelle. And they have six children. And that family is in crisis. That happens at times in families where it seems like their world is going to collapse for reasons of conflict internally and all of that. So we want to pray for Richard and Michelle and their children. We want to pray against the enemy's plot to destroy the family, thereby leaving the children without the total coverage and protection that they need. And they're little children, and wonderful children, by the way. So we want to pray for them right now, for Richard and Michelle, that all conflict would cease. Peace would come.
Yes.
Peace is only the Lord can give. Father, we lift up this family of eight before you. We hold them high in the name of Jesus, so that you are able to bring healing into that family, to heal their particular situation. You know the ins and outs and the ups and downs of their lives. We pray right now, Father, that we speak peace over them right now in the name of Jesus, your peace, such that the children would continue to flourish and to thrive in that household. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Show them, Lord, your hand of mercy.
Yes.
Cause them to be humble before you, repentant before you, and obedient before you. Cause the man of the house to see his role.
Yes, Lord.
Guide him. Teach him. Give him the wisdom. Show him that he can only lead with your help.
Yes, oh God.
All his help comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
So bless Richard today. On this Thursday, let it be a day of light for Richard, that finally he will begin to see and know what is your will for him and his family.
Yes, oh God.
We pray, oh God, that they would come into the fold under your shepherding.
Yes, oh God.
And that they would begin to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. They will find refuge and a hiding place in you. We thank you today for your greatness. And Father, even as we petition you today, we thank you for your forgiveness and your mercies that is always extended towards us, so that we are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, all that he provided for us to save us from the enemy.
Yes.
So we thank you today for forgiveness. Forgive us for all our trespasses and all of our iniquities. You know our thoughts. You heard our words. You saw our actions. And Father, wherever we missed it, we ask that you would cleanse us and cover us once again with your great salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ himself. We thank you today. We bless your name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to pray for the men and the women in the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And we're considering not just the U.S. armed forces, but the armed forces of all those nations that are opposing the devilish work that we're seeing in the earth today, that are taking a stand for life and liberty and the pursuit of joy and happiness against all that is conspiring to change, to bind and to chain people and to destroy. Surely to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we want to pray for all of the men and women that obediently have gone into harm's way in order to defend liberty and decency and life itself. Father, today we thank you for those men and women that you have given the heart of courage, a mind to be obedient and to follow through on assignments and tasks and missions. We pray, O God, that you would protect them, because they would love to go back to their families ultimately. Their families would love to have them back alive and safe. So you know all who those are today. You know of the children that are missing their parents as their parents are out in combat. We thank you, dear Lord, for who you are, that you have wings that spread so far and wide, even its shadow is a safe place. So we thank you, Lord, today. We speak liberty, we speak safety, we speak victory, power, and authority, reinforcing those that have been sent on a mission to do the work of preserving peace and liberty. Bless them with strength, courage, and your peace, knowing that you're watching their back, so they have peace and they're able to focus on the mission and complete it in grand style, victoriously on our behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Imagine while you and I are asleep, and I had a good sleep last night, believe me. But while you and I are asleep, there are people that God is using to watch over us and watch out for our well-being and our interest. I told a story a few times in the past. I met a gentleman. I was introduced to a gentleman many years ago now, and he was part of, at that time when I met him, he was part of the military, a particular branch of the military, wherein what he said to me, he was really authentically in a position to know what he was talking about. But here's what he said to me. Well, it wasn't just me. Actually, we were sitting down at breakfast, him and myself and another mutual friend, actually. And so he said, if Americans knew what happens while they sleep, they wouldn't sleep. And he was in a position to know what he's talking about.
Oh.
That's how blessed you are. That's how blessed I am. That's how blessed we are. So when we pray for people that are in the military and the armed forces and doing their missions faithfully, we're actually praying benefit to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we ought to be generous with our prayers so that we pray for them, because they're doing their jobs so well that you and I can sleep soundly of all kinds of dreams. Yeah, God is good. We can pursue our lives. Yeah, we can pursue our lives, whatever that is to us. We pursue it, not be distracted from it, and while these people are watching over our situation, our nation, and that's God. That's how God does it. Hallelujah. I feel gratitude swelling up in my spirit. Total gratitude.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, total gratitude.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Our tongues are too short to give you all the praise that is due to your matchless name.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. I was tickled on yesterday when, I was listening to the media. And I do. You know, sometimes it's a trip listening to it. But it's a necessary task, I think, for any believer so that you know how to pray and what's going on in the world. But yesterday they revealed that one of the there were these strikes, as they call them, that are going on in Syria and in Iraq. And they revealed that one of the fighter jets that is involved in the strike was flown by a woman. And, you know, joy filled my heart, also a little bit of humor, because the people that the forces are striking against would not allow women to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Women are not to be educated. So I'm saying to myself, I wonder what it's like if they knew that one of the pilots was a female.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's ironic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that shows us the source of this devilish. I mean, I'm hearing words now, an evil, you know, coming from people like the president and stuff like that, because that's exactly what it is. It's evil.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not talking about stuff that's wrong. When something is wrong, you know, it's like you falling out of bed on your head. That's wrong. It's supposed to land on your feet. You know what I'm saying? But evil is hellish. It's from hell. That's a different thing altogether. That's evil is a result of design and conspiracy to go against life in whatever form. That's what evil is. So what we're dealing with, what we're seeing, is not simply stuff that is wrong. I mean, it's way past that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just evil because it's by design. So it comes from the mind of devils. Yeah. So that's why That's why we pray.
Yes.
So we want to pray as we... Good morning. Good morning. Speak if you must.
It's the Lord. Good morning, saints. I have a quick praise report and then also a prayer request. I also was listening to the news on last night. They were interviewing President Bill Clinton. And what I was made very aware of is that several times in his interview, because they were asking him about the wars, the president's decision to go to war and at least to strike ISIS, and also the past war in Iraq and different things, and several times he remarked on the fact that, you know, well, whenever we make certain decisions, you know, we are not guaranteed total success.
True.
And as he made that remark, I pondered and I thought, I said, you know, that's the difference between God and man.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever God says, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is always a definite knowledge of what the outcome will be when God mm-hmm. says something that he will do. And,
right.
and like you said, it just gave me an inspiration of more hope in the Lord and not in mankind.
That's
I give God praise tonight and today that we can hope and trust completely in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever he says, that's what he does. That's what he will do.
Yes.
So I give
yes.
God thanks. And also my prayer request is for three of the firefighters that were first responders in the 9/11 tragedy. I believe if it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. Three of them passed away on the same day, and it was because of illnesses that occurred because of their being there as first responders. So they all passed away. Three of them, all of them passed on the same day. If it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. And so we'd like to lift their families up in prayer.
Yeah. So they were really... casualties.
Yes.
In addition to what actually happened on the day of 9/11.
Yes. 13 years yeah. later. 13 years later.
Yes. Father, we lift up the family of those men that so willingly gave their lives for others. Father, there are many things that we do not understand.
Yes.
How we can see good people apparently suffer. But we thank you for those men and their input in what was a very tragic day 14 years ago.
Yes.
Rather, nine years ago. Bless them, Lord. Bless that family or those families.
Continue.
We send your comfort.
Yes.
We send your peace towards those families right now as they are in turmoil and anguish over losing their loved ones, the separation that has occurred. We pray that you would heal the wounds quickly. You would pour in the oil and the wine. You would cause them, Lord, to hear your voice and to look to you for their help. Bless them on this day. And we thank you for those men that made themselves available to help. Consequently, Lord, they lost their lives because of the help that they gave. on those days where so many, where the nation needed them. So we know, Lord, that you don't forget. You are a rewarder. So we thank you for these families and the sacrifices that they made. Bless them on this day. Cause them to sense and feel your nearness to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Even as we go out, we're just short on time. I want to pray for the families in northern Iraq and Syria that are refugees, children and all. They are running for their lives from the extremists who are brutalizing and killing them.
Yes.
Father, we know that you are the great judge. You have justice. And we pray today, Lord, over the families, particularly those that are of the household of faith, that you would strengthen them today, from the youngest to the oldest. You would strengthen them today. Strengthen their hearts. Cause their hearts to be stout and bold under the pressures of the enemy. And we pray, Lord, that your forces, your host, would push back the enemy, bringing relief to those that are now running to protect their lives. Father, all their needs are met in you. We decree and proclaim that today. All their needs are met in you. Needs for shelter, needs for food and water. All their needs are met for safety as well. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to thank all of you for joining us again today. I sense, I don't know about you, I feel the joy of the Lord. I believe, I have this confidence and this sense that he's hearing our prayers.
Yes, he is.
And so, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Now, I want to share a benediction on our table. And it comes from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 23. It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's from the table and throne of heaven.
Amen.
God bless you richly all day.
God bless everyone. Take joy. Thank you.